Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I'm curious, this story, Eddie, you watch the 1 a.m. Sports Center, right? Would you say that the top story at the top of that, you've got an editorial sense, you've been around sports talk your entire life, that the top story at 1 a.m. is generally the top story, that the ESPN is doing the right thing editorially with the top story
yes.
at 1 a.m.?
Yes.
What was the top story this morning, because this story came out at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Was that at 1 a.m. the top story?
It was not, no. It was Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers. Those three stars in the three games consecutively, back-to-back-to-back on ESPN.
Now, did they do Ohtani short after that?
Right after.
And then did they do this story?
I can't 100% swear. I do not think this was mentioned.
All right, so this is why I bring this up.
Okay, I was wondering why.
I can't swear 100%, but things that I'm not like paying attention. I'll scroll to the, but it's typically highlights and stuff that I don't need to see.
Yeah,
I pay attention to when they're speaking and doing stories more so, and I did not see this.
All right, so. This, to me, is as big of a gambling scandal as we have seen. This is a pro player who is fixing props. This is huge. This is bigger than, you know, I mean, it could be bigger than Ohtani if we find out Ohtani's not involved and he really was a victim of theft. That's how big this is. This is huge. Talking about fixing games. ESPN's got two tremendously large partnerships right now. And we know how image conscious they are about things. One is their partnership with the NBA. Two, after Barstool Sportsbook collapsed and that whole thing happened, guess where they went? The Penn Gaming.
ESPN Bets.
It's now ESPN Bet. There's a lot of their programming that is centered around gambling. If they were really doing their jobs there and weren't concerned about what was the thing that made ESPN look the best as opposed to what made ESPN look the worst, or their company putting them first, they would have ran with this story. But the fact that they're huge partners with the NBA and they just got in bed with gambling with ESPN Bet, they put that story later into the SportsCenter.
All right, so ESPN also has a big partnership with Major League Baseball, and they also have a very big partnership.
Not as big as the NBA.
I know, and they also have a big partnership with the NFL. There's a lot of programming around the NFL, just like there is a lot of programming around the NBA. The one
Shohei
thing I will
Ohtani
say,
speaking to am, me should be a bigger deal than right, the women's college basketball
right,
tournament.
I am looking at their website right now, ESPN's website. The top headlines, the right side of it on my computer laptop here.
But it's not desktop. It's not the cover page, though.
Well, reseeding the women's Sweet 16 is.
Yeah.
But on the top headline side of things, Ohtani, shocked interpreter, stole funds, told lies. That's the number one story. The second, sources, NBA eyes Raptors Porter over betting. So.
All right. Wait, it's not the cover story.
But they're right there at the top.
They're right. They're top on the column of the top and then, a very busy website.
And then comes the women's basketball stories underneath it because that was the big story last night in terms of sports.
And when did Ohtani speak? Noon?
Our time yesterday, I think it was 6 o'clock yesterday, Eastern time. Now, the other thing I'll say, like for us here locally, the big story was Dante DiVincenzo last night breaking a three-point record.
Oh, it's not the big story.
I mean,
if you're just putting locally into it,
positive sports story.
Yeah. I mean, so I just, there is no doubt that editorial decisions are made based on how they come across. That's just a fact to me with ESPN. It's been like that forever. They don't want to deal with this stuff. They do deals with all these commissioners all the time. You think that they want to be slapping the this guy's fixing games thing right in the front page of their website with the picture? No, they're not going to do that. They're going to put the women's college tournament up there. It's those type of things. I mean, Eddie watched. He said he didn't even hear the thing mentioned.
Well, I have no idea about that, but I know when I do hit the headlines, there it is. It's big and it's got a picture, so I don't know. I understand what you're saying. There's sensitivities.
It's not the cover story.
There's sensitivities.
You can't tell me that UConn women's college basketball is a bigger story, which is they made a bigger story on their cover page than an NBA player fixing prop bets. You can't tell me that. There's just no, in no world is that a bigger story. Is Paige Becker is a bigger story than that?
Well, Caitlin Clark's a pretty big story.
But even that,
especially when
they didn't
West
win
Virginia,
the championship.
Especially when West Virginia feels like she got preferential treatment in the game.
All right. You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going. Okay.
All right. I figured that would be one thing. I like disagreements. It makes for good sports talk. I am shocked that you have disagreed on that.
I have other things I can do. I can go
then
get
go
audio
freaking
right.
Do it.
Very good.
Freaking do
it. Yeah, but I told you the headline section led with the two gambling stories. That's all I'm telling you.
What about me saying that the cover story, the biggest thing that slapped over the entire website as the top story, with a giant picture of a UConn women's basketball, then you scroll down at the giant picture of Caitlin Clark, and you're telling me the little column on the right that has words
the
in it
agate
are the two biggest stories in sports that they put there so they can get away with it so guys like you can go like, oh, it's in the top headlines. What about the giant friggin' picture that's slapped right in the front of the website when you put it on? How about that one? Oh, you scroll down, there's another giant picture of a women's college basketball player.
Well, if I go to ESPN and I'm not interested in women's basketball, I'll go over to the top headline site and I'll look at it. Or I'll hit, let's see what happens when we hit NBA. All right, let's see what happens. What do you think happens when I hit NBA?
This is not the point. The point is that they didn't have it as the top story at ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know why that
top story
here. That could be a producer's call up in Bristol.
And that's not influenced by their partnerships?
It may have been. I'm not sure. Maybe the producer wasn't comfortable running it as a top line story. I don't know.
Because why?
Maybe because they're in bed with the NBA.
And they just started ESPN bet.
All right. I am going to hit the NBA.
And that's not going to prove anything to me.
I'll save you the trouble. It's the Hawks comeback is the big flashy banner. And the agate type top headline is what the Raptors think.
Right, okay, thank you.
Hawks. Right. Hawks basketball we
NBA
have.
NBA eyes, Raptors.
Yeah, not the big picture. Not the big picture,
okay.
Not the big story.
All right.
And actually, as BT says, take the L on this one.
and the very...
Listen, I'm going to jam it up your head gap. Don't stop it.
Oh my God. And to be fair, the very, very top thing is a Chevy ad.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.